I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Peter Crank, meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. More than 800 Alabamians could face eviction from public housing under a new proposal that would cut off assistance for higher-earning individuals. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development recently announced a proposal aimed at reducing the number of over-income tenants who live in government-assisted homes. Currently, federal law requires people to meet income requirements when they move into government-assisted housing, but they're not forced to leave if their income grows past the threshold. The new proposal comes after a July 2015 Inspector General's report finding more than 25,000 over-income families living in public housing facilities in the U.S. Of those, 53% had income of up to $10,000 more than the department's 2014 limits. 47% had income of more than $10,000 above their thresholds. Medicaid funding is expected to be a hot-button issue during this year's legislative session, and a new report says Alabama has some ground to make up. The advocacy group Families USA recently issued a study saying our state ranks far below the national average in terms of residents with health insurance, even with the Affordable Care Act. Dee Mahan is with Families USA. She says the number of people in Alabama who got insurance under the ACA improved by 12% from 2013 to 2014, but that's smaller compared to the rest of the country.
The rate of change for Alabama is 12%, which is substantially lower than the national average of 19%. And Alabama is ranking towards the bottom of the state.
The report says the number of Alabama workers who got health coverage increased by about 36,000 people. Alabama's Medicaid agency is asking for $157 million more dollars this year. Governor Robert Bentley is proposing about $100 million. Mobile and the rest of the Gulf Coast are expected to be awash in green, gold, and purple. Tomorrow is Fat Tuesday, better known as Mardi Gras, but you don't have to wait till tomorrow to grab a handful of beads, doubloons, or maybe a moon pie. Mardi Gras parades in the area started January 9th. 5 processions are scheduled today, and 6 more are scheduled tomorrow for Fat Tuesday. Judy Gullidge is the executive director of the Mobile Carnival Association. She says these celebrations are special for their sense of safety.
Carnival celebration here in Mobile is very family-oriented. We have a very safe Mardi Gras here, very prominent public safety appearance on the actual parade route itself. So it's a different kind of celebration and one that we're very proud of.
Mobile prides itself on originating Mardi Gras in the U.S. in 1703, long before the celebration caught on in New Orleans. Now your forecast.
A wide variety of temperatures across the state today. Chilly in the north, as well as in central Alabama, with highs into the mid and upper 40s there. A little bit warmer further to the south, but all of us will be dealing with windy conditions and a slight chance for a rain shower across the state. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.